There are places in the world where stories from the past seem as current as today's gossip. Commentator Bob Sloan says one old story he heard in the Appalachian Mountains ended with a twist.
Decades ago, it was common to entertain children with tales about Doc Brown the grave robber. My grandma could scare the water out of a porch full of kids, describing this monster from a time that wasn't all that distant. Settled on her front porch, she'd point down the hill to Open Fork Road and remind us Doc Brown had ridden that very trail. His passage lit by a kerosene lantern, an anonymous assistant riding behind, he was off to dig up a newly buried corpse. And my grandma said he cut him up, sliced him to pieces, right there beside the grave. Gathering closer to our granny, my cousins and I stared at that gravel lane. We shivered at personal visions of a grave robber's lantern in the dark. Doc Brown the Grave Robber was a wonderfully scary tale, especially when long evening shadows might conceal a scary someone slipping closer. But as an adult, I wondered if, like most mountain stories, at least a grain of truth lived in the ones about Doc Brown. Dr. Louise Caudle was the founder of our local hospital and a nationally recognized expert in rural health care. Toward the end of her life, she gave me an entirely different interpretation of the Doc Brown tales. Wales Brown was a fine physician, Louise told me over a cup of coffee one afternoon, as good a doctor as ever worked in these mountains. Louise said Wales Brown couldn't abide a meaningless death. This was a time when survivors were content to blame the passing of a loved one on milk fever or bad air, or lay their loss at the feet of a hard, unforgiving God. But Doc Brown needed to know the real cause. In the 1920s, families often refused permission for an autopsy. There was no sterile, distant hospital in which to perform such procedures. Rather, they occurred by lamplight on the same kitchen table around which survivors would sit for dinner on evenings yet to come. But in cases where an autopsy might yield knowledge to save another life or signal an outbreak of deadly contagion, for Doc Brown, no refusal was acceptable. That's why he rode the rough roads around Rowan County homesteads. Under cover of night, he'd move aside 6 feet of earth and open a box of instruments. By the soft glow of his lantern, a body revealed grisly secrets. Wales Brown learned what killed his patient. There was more than a mere kernel of truth in the story about Doc Brown the grave robber, but it was one I could never have imagined as a boy. How often, after all, does someone you believe to be a monster turn out to be a hero?
Bob Sloan is a writer who lives near Moorhead, Kentucky.